I guess Thanksgiving just left us some coals in our stockings.
Thanksgiving just told us to go screw ourselves because, people, this is on me, but my GarageBand updated, and yeah, we lost the beginning of the episode originally.
Did we talk shit?
No, we didn't talk.
Thanksgiving? I mean, I thought we were.
No, we actually talked.
I thought Thanksgiving loved us.
No, we talked a lot of video games, actually. Maybe it's because we were talking so much about Black Friday that Thanksgiving's like, well, you didn't give us respect, so fuck you.
We respected the holiday of Black Friday more than Thanksgiving, so I said fuck you then.
Exactly. So that's how this little one went down. So
you people still can have the last box office Blu-ray and upcoming movie reviews, whatever. And by the way, you got 4 reviews coming as well this weekend.
Yeah, you got
a lot of shit you're gonna listen to, whatever.
Exactly.
And I'm pretty sure some of you will ask those same questions that will be answered, whatever. Because I personally, I'm not like he feels about this, because he's willing to do it again and whatever. Which I admire his credibility jump on that, whatever. But for me personally, I don't like rereading stuff, whatever, because it takes the, I guess, the me of not knowing about it.
No, I agree.
Like,
so, people, if you made a comment and it's one of the ones that unfortunately we lost, retype it in a different way next week for next week's show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Because actually, everybody knows we got one of my favorite, most anticipated movies coming out next week, Out of the Furnace.
Yeah, buddy. So... once again, people, we are sorry, but we were able to save most of the Thanksgiving episodes, so we're going to cut right to that right now, and we'll let you guys enjoy what we were able to save. But from both of us, we hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. We hope you like the reviews that we did this weekend.
You will, shit. You're going to be waiting for that Black Panther one.
Exactly. Yeah, Black Nativity. That's coming, folks. Just you wait. So enjoy the episode, guys.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And a great weekend, too. And Black Friday.
Exactly.
That was a lot of shit this weekend.
It is. So, yeah, let's get into our discussion of all that shit.
Money, and he undid what he did, and look what that did this week.
Yeah. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah, so, I mean, nobody goes to see Will Ferrell act serious.
Which sucks, because he did a good job with it.
Yeah, he can, or whatever. I mean, go see a Jim Carrey film because he's not being the goofy Jim Carrey. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, that's just how it goes. I mean, Jefferson McNeil, he says, speaking of Kevin Smith, thoughts on his show Comic Book Men? Do you even watch that show?
We already talked about this. No, I don't.
I was about to say, yeah, who watches that show? I think there's a reason why they moved that show to midnight.
Yeah, I mean, it's only watched by his hardcore fans.
He has fans? Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I've watched a couple episodes when it first came on, and I was like, oh, great, Kevin Smith sitting on his fat ass with a bunch of other friends or whatever, where he just talks about movies that he never made and how great they was or whatever. It's like, wow, you just sit there and keep talking about movies you've never had an impact on.
Right.
And like, I think I saw a preview, and he was talking about Aliens, and I saw one talking about Predators, and I'm talking about Jane. I was just like, yeah, you had no effect with any of those fucking movies or whatever. So that's awesome that you get a show where you hang out with some friends.
And get to be a nerd.
Yeah, and just do a comic book thing, and you pretty much just say some fucking pun of some fucking popular movie back in the 80s or whatever to end the fucking show with. Oh, my God. Fucking hate Kevin Smith.
Yeah. How many more comments do we got? Because there's actually, speaking of Family Guy, there's actually a big news story that just broke out about it.
Oh, we got a couple more here or whatever, but okay. Family Guy can go fuck itself, because like you said, it ain't clever.
No, I know, but this is actually pretty interesting, because this, if you ask me, this might be the end of the show, for at least for me.
End of the show for end of you watching it, or end of...
At least me watching it, because, I guess I'll spoil it, but, they killed off Brian in tonight's episode.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
I don't know, I just read that, and I was like, wow, that's a bit of a ballsy move.
Oh, okay, I thought it was something actually big.
Well, I mean, for people who watch the show, that's pretty big. I mean, I don't know who still watches the show, but...
I watched it, but it's like randomly now or whatever, but it's like, yeah, whatever. It's like, it's all of his comedy style. It's just random, so I'm just gonna randomly watch it.
Right. Good point. I don't know.
It's like his comedy. I'll be just like his comedy. I'll randomly watch it whenever the fuck I feel like it.
I'm honestly more excited for his movie career now. It seems like he's a better movie. He's gonna be doing better in movies than he would with TV.
Yeah, I got one tip for him in his movies too. Whatever, make that shit less than 2 hours.
Yeah, I agree.
That's if you're gonna do fucking comedy. But I digress. Andrew, he says, if you guys could put actors and directors in the Hunger Games, who would you pick? Pick 12.
Hugh Jackman?
Quentin Tarantino. He can get his ass in there. That'd be funny.
Because he'd kill him.
RZA. I'd like to see that. Tyler Perry. That'd be funny. Asmodea. I want to see that. Who's another person I don't like? Miley Cyrus can get her ass in there. Wait, she's not an actress. Let me take that out. Lindsay Lohan, then. I'll replace her with her. I think that'd be funny because she'd probably be doing drugs somewhere. Who's another actor or director I don't like? Oh, Kevin Smith. He can get his fat ass in there. Let me see how he does. That won't last long.
Yep.
let's get a woman in there. Let's get some women in there.
Miley Cyrus? Be fun to see her get killed.
I don't consider her an actress.
Good point. I thought you were just saying people we want to see get killed by Jennifer Lawrence.
I wouldn't put her in this cast because she's classier than everybody I just stuck in there. Who's another? You can put Benedict Cumberbatch in there. He's getting on my nerves, whatever. Put his ass in there. Got to have some diversity in there, so put Will Smith in there. Getting into Graceland later. Put Jade in there too. I'd like to see them two make it to the finals. See how that works out. Let's see. Get Zach Galifianakis in there. I want to see how retarded he'd act.
Oh God.
Adam Sandler.
Yes.
And two more. Come on, Leah. Two more.
Can we get
Put Kevin Bacon in there, but he has to be playing his character from Super. You have to put him in there.
But he wins.
Yeah, of course he'd win, honestly, because he's going to be a coked-up maniac. I mean, fuck it. Put 50 Cent in there, too, man.
That's a good quote. That's a good thing. I like that.
So, you pick anybody, or you go with that list?
I go with that list. I can't really think of anyone. You hit everyone I would think of that I want to kill off, except Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus, she's the every now and then they have an animal show up or whatever, then she'd be one of the sacrificial animals.
Uh-huh.
She'll be your last choice or whatever, either rape her or kill her.
Exactly. Which
one's the right thing to do. I shouldn't say that. She's a child, I think.
Nope, she's 21.
Oh, then never mind, fuck that bitch.
She celebrated her 21st birthday this week by bleaching her eyebrows. I shit you not.
Bitch, you make a fucking $1 million or whatever. What the fuck are you doing? Okay, never Bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? Shit, all the things you could be doing, that's what you do for your 21st birthday.
Speaking of Family Guy, meth is a hell of a drug.
You fucking lost me now, bitch. You really have whatever. And you know what? Dig up Rick James and stick his ass in here. That'd be funny.
Have Dave Chappelle dress up as Rick James and win.
Have him dress up as Prince, too. I want to see that one as well.
Gabe Blouses.
Meg D, she says, do you guys really think Lenny Kravitz was better in the first film?
No.
I think his acting was on par. I mean, it wasn't any different. I think the problem with him in the second film is he wasn't on screen as much as he was in first.
So. Yeah, I do think he had a little, even though he didn't have as much screen time, I did think he had a little more to do this film.
Especially that last shot you saw of him. That was
right, exactly.
That last shot kind of stole that away from everything where I was like, God damn, fuck the games right
now. Get back to my boy.
Yeah, I was like, get back to this story. What's going on? Fuck this games right now. I mean, y'all can say that for the third movie if y'all want to.
Yeah. I was thinking the other day, like, I was like, oh, yeah, he's supposed to be Marvin Gaye in that Marvin Gaye biopic.
Yeah. I don't know. When did that come out? I forgot.
Next year?
Summer?
Yeah. I think spring or summer next year, along with, I think what's also coming out next year is that one based on Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix and then the one James Brown, if I'm not mistaken.
Who's playing James Brown in that one?
The guy from 42.
Oh!
Yeah.
Damn! That'll be good.
Yeah, so Black Foolishness continues in Great Cheers, which, once again, this is Black History Month because November has a lot of black movies out this week.
Yes, it does.
Next comment here is from Nick. He says, with this film only making $3 million more than the original in its opening day, should this film been released in the spring or summer? It only made that in its opening day, but in its opening weekend, it made 20 times more. So
yeah, it made a – I mean, we'll talk about that in box office.
And no, I do not believe it should have been released or spring or summer because, I mean, it's been a trend this – I guess it's, what is it, fall or winter, whatever. I don't know what it's considered right now. Probably fall, I guess, whatever. In fall, we've had some pretty big successes. I mean, not to name a few, but, you know, Gravity. I mean, a little film like that one.
A little film with a hammer.
Yeah, a little guy with a hammer, you know, nothing big, nothing there. A bitch with a bow and arrow. I mean, you know, I'm just throwing out some names out there, you know. I mean,
some stupid turkeys with pizza.
Yeah, those two. Oh, what's another one? Throw me another one. Prisoners make over 100 or something million?
What?
Prisoners, didn't that make 100 million or something?
Close to it.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, movies don't have to be released spring or summer if it's like something like The Hunger Games, whatever. I mean, once right. again, look at the
If door. It's got a brand name, it's going to make its money.
Yeah, exactly. If it got, yeah, thank you. It's got a fucking name attached to it, whatever. It's going to make its money, whatever. I mean, if anything, it's probably better to release it around this time.
Right. All right. Any more?
Next comment here comes from last one I'm going to read off here is I cannot pronounce your name for the life of me, but Amethyst Chaos. I probably fucked that all up anywhere.
Oh.
Hey guys, do you think Liam Hemsworth will ever get the big break his brother has?
No. Oh, hell no.
I don't think he's releasing straight to DVD shit.
Hell no. He is nowhere near the charisma or talent.
Do you think if he got something as a solo project that was a name to attach to it, do you think he would excel in it?
No.
Yeah. I
No, every movie he's been...
The movies I've seen him do, they haven't had a name attached to him or whatever, but he was fucking bad. And I mean, even in Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, he's the worst part, A. And B, he's had movies where he's been surrounded by talent and he sticks out as a sore thumb of being the piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody, go check out that. He had a straight-to-DVD movie just released. It's on Netflix now. It's one with The Rock, actually.
Oh, God.
What's the name of that fucking movie? It's on Netflix now, whatever. Yeah, I don't even know why The Rock would agree to do a movie with him.
I don't either.
Let alone a straight-to-DVD film, too, Rock. I was like, man, you had like 4 movies come out this year, didn't I?
And you're a pretty liked actor at this point.
Yeah, so what the fuck are you doing with this guy? But, hey, I digress, whatever. They must hear that last word, Hemsworth, and be like, fucking Thor? Yo, hell yeah, I'll sign that paper. They'd be like, no, not Thor, his brother. Why the fuck did you wait till I sign this damn thing first?
Yeah, exactly. I want a Chris, who's a nice, awesome dude. I don't want the douche.
Like, I can't get over that interview with Woody Harrelson. That dude stoned out of his fucking mind. Wait a minute. Hemsworth. You're related to Thor? That dude. I was just waiting for him to say, can you give me his autograph? I'm a big fan of that guy.
He's going to hear that like every interview. It's like, so Chris, and he's just like, oh, fuck you.
You know, after seeing this other game too, I think I want to say I made the either on this show or another show, I said you can see the resemblance of Chris Hemsworth, but after watching him in Hunger Games, I was like, he looks older than Chris. He doesn't look nowhere near as good looking as Chris does.
No, he doesn't. He looks like Miley gave him a lot of coke.
Oh, yeah. Probably kept his ass off camera most of the time, but I digress. Box office talk now. Your movie is hanging in there, man. It will not fucking go away.
God.
And number you already know what it is. your number five film, Free Birds.
Fucking you idiots.
Yeah, that movie's going to make its budget back next week.
I thought it did this week.
It's got $49 million. It's got $55 million. It just needs $6 million, whatever. It's going to make it back next week.
God.
It brought in $6 million this week, so.
Well, actually, you know what? It might not.
It might not
because the Disney juggernaut comes next week.
Oh, shit, it only needs $6 million. It can make that at number 6 or 7. I mean, shit, look at these 6 and 7 movies, whatever. Fucking Las Vegas, number 7. $4 million or whatever. I mean, shit, it'll make that shit. All he needs is $5 million to make whatever. It'll be out the top five, but it'll make it. It'll be right on his budget next week, so it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, that's the only Thanksgiving movie out this year. But anyway, number four, new release here, which is Delivery Man.
Did not do well.
You remember in that review how we were saying, oh, maybe he remade it because he wanted to open up to American audience. Well, American audience didn't give a fuck, so.
Yep.
Because it was overseas, made $8 million over here. They got a total of worldwide $9 million on a $26 million budget.
Youch.
And we got four releases coming out next week. Yeah, this movie will probably most likely be out of the top five next week.
Another bomb for Vince Vaughn.
I don't know. Internship, actually, if you look that up, it made $78 million fucking dollars.
On a budget, it wasn't at 75?
I do not fucking remember. You know what? I'm going to look that up now.
It was a high budget, if I remember correctly.
It was in the $70 million, if I'm not mistaken, whatever.
Yeah, it didn't make a lot of money.
It made $93 million off a $58 million budget.
Okay, so it did. Fuck.
Never mind. I thought it was $70 million, but yeah, it's $58 million budget.
You pieces of shit.
$93 million, goddamn dollars. That's $100 fucking goddamn. Well, Tia Carr, at least you was in it. I don't know how that says for you.
All right, so what do we got at number three?
Number three, Best Man Holiday. Brought in $12 million. Its budget is at $50 million now. It was a $17 million budget film. Yeah, I think we'll be seeing Best Man Valentine's Day next or something.
Yeah, they already announced they're doing a sequel.
Yeah, so hey, third movie's coming, and it'll be 14 years from now. So all you do is wait on there.
Yep. So what's next?
Now number two, no shock in here.
Thor.
The Dark World, the Dark Negro. And ain't even no point of saying this. I mean, $548 million. I mean, goddamn shit.
Damn.
What was that question again about releasing in summer and spring? Yeah, I don't. I don't think it fucking matters.
Brand names, folks.
And the number one,
Hunger Games,
Catching Fire, made $161 million, $130 million budget. It made overseas $146 million. Worldwide, a total of $307 million.
So, yeah, it's made its money back and more. So, hate is gonna hate.
Film, yeah, this little film made its money back, Lehu, but it would have did better if it was released in summer, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's not like, well, actually, it wasn't going anything this summer, so it might have.
You know what, it might have. I mean, everything else made a lot of money this summer, so why not?
It would have been, you know what would have been hilarious? If it came out the same time around as Man of Steel. And it just dicked over Man of Steel even more.
I think, didn't Internship come out with Man of Steel?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, oh, if it would have came out with Man of Steel. Oh, you know what, that's a good question. What do you think would have did better?
Oh, probably Hunger Games.
Yeah, because it's already got $300 million worldwide. I mean, shit, what, Man of Steel got $500 million?
I'm willing to bet it would have taken some money away from Man of Steel.
Yeah, I mean, it's taken some money away. I mean, even though Thor's already made his budget back and then some and broke world record and shit like that. I mean, but still,
yeah, Thor got its money and more.
Yeah, so Thor ain't fucking complaining, but it took away some budget because they only made $14 million this week, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, question. Here's the million dollar question here now. Do you think Frozen will top it next week?
I don't know. I don't think it will, just because The Hunger Games, what it has going for it, is such positive word of mouth. Incredible word of mouth it's got going for it.
It's going to be good, too, because I don't know if you know, but all the movie releases are coming out on Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. So, well, Hunger Games, that'll be a good top five. Oh, number one next week, whatever, we talk about, see how that works.
Yeah, I agree. So,
But I doubt Hunger Games will be dropping, though. But, you know, Frozen, like you said, even though, hey, a lot of higher film as well. You know, I just recently saw the motherfucker like an hour ago, so...
Oh, did you?
Oh, I did not know that.
Any hints as to what we might be talking about this Friday?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
I won't give any hints. I'll say this. It's quick.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's really quick, actually, whatever. I sat down and got back up. I was like, oh, damn, all right. Well, shit, I was like, wow, that was... damn, that was worth the drive all the way down here to Hollywood. I mean,
I heard it's, you know, it does what it needs to do in its quick time, though.
I think it's like an hour and 27 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I'm actually curious about this. That's why I asked you. What do you think you think Frozen will top that?
I think it might, just because the Thanksgiving crowd is a lot of young kids. I think it could, but it'll be interesting to see. I think the positive word of mouth that it's getting before its release will help it.
And don't forget, the younger crowd wouldn't mind seeing Hunger Games neither. It is PG-13, so.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We will see, but,
That's gonna be nice. So, Blu-ray releases now, though. It's awesome, actually. And did you hear about the, so you know they're making the Mandela film. You know that, right?
What?
The Mandela film?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's coming out this week, but it's only opening in 4 theaters, and guess what? Not in L.A., so I have no fucking idea where they're opening at. It don't get its worldwide release till the end of December. But check this out. I don't know if you heard about this film. Winnie Mandela.
Yes, I did hear about that.
It's fucking horrible.
Okay, fair enough.
It comes out on Blu-ray this week. Got Jennifer Hudson and Terrence Howard.
Okay, next.
Yeah. Next one here is, oh great, another one. Smurfs 2.
Next.
It's not out already?
Oh, fuck you people. Next.
The next one here, The Mortal Instruments.
Next!
That's going to be a great Thanksgiving release.
There's only one person in America that's excited about that.
Hey, it's got 12% on Rotten Tomatoes, so 12 people must be excited.
God, is there anything else?
You got one. Maybe this will cheer you up. Maybe it'll be the windbreaker of these bad releases here, though. The Wolverine.
Oh, yes. I actually heard some more details about that extended cut.
Yeah, I heard there was an extended cut as well.
And I heard that extended cut, it's 25 more minutes, and boy, does it show some blood. I know you don't care, but I'm curious to see if anyone has actually posted those clips on YouTube yet.
Are you going to buy it, or are you just going to try
to
buy it?
Oh, no, I'm going to wait for that shit on YouTube. I know it's going to get on YouTube. I know it's only going to take 2 days, so I'm going to bide my time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, for me, it's like a little too late now. It's like, come on, if you just release it in theaters, I wouldn't have a problem. But you're going to wait like a couple of months and go, oh, it's on Blu-ray, though. It's like, yeah, I kind of don't care at this point no more.
All right, so what do we got for coming out this week? Because you said there's 4 movies, and I only know Frozen.
Oh, man, okay, well, let me break it down to you then, man. So the first one, I think you made fun of this last week, and plus it starts off Black History Month again or whatever. Black Nativity.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, it continued. You did make fun of this last week with Forrest Whitaker. You made fun of it.
What's he going to ask for Christmas, straight eyesight?
Ask for some Stevie Wonder glasses to block that motherfucker.
God damn. Okay, what else?
Okay, so you probably have heard about this film, but you probably know it was coming out this week. Homefront.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that last week. When I actually asked me about that, I was like, you've seen one Jason Statham movie, you've seen them all. So, you know.
Oh, like, damn it.
That's not dying. Well, yeah. You'll see it.
That doesn't sound like good praise, but okay.
I don't know how to describe it. You'll see it. Let's just say that. The next one, which I wonder if this is getting played in your theaters, because I've only heard it's being played in 500 theaters, so I don't know if it's being played for you guys, or whatever, but Old Boy.
Oh, yeah. I've not heard us getting it.
See, Frozen just made all these other movies forgettable.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's get into trailer talk, which is...
Frozen 3D.
Come on, trailer.
Actually, it's only an hour and 25 minutes, so never mind. It's even shorter than one of the...
Here we go.
Summer in the city of Arendelle. It couldn't be warmer. It couldn't be sunnier. But that's about to change. Forever.
Arendelle.
It's completely frozen.
Cold, 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 cold.
A real howler in July, yeah?
The land is covered in eternal snow.
Really?
If we don't do something soon, we'll all freeze to death.
You want to talk about a problem? I sell ice for a living.
Ooh, that's a rough business to be in right now. I mean, that is really... that's unfortunate.
My lady.
This is awkward. Not you're awkward, but just because I'm awkward. You're gorgeous. Wait, what?
Hi, everyone. I'm Olaf. Hi.
You're creepy.
Whoa. I don't want it. Whoa. No. All right,
we got off to a bad start.
I know how to stop this winter.
Yeah. Hang on.
I like fast.
Whoa. Get your feet down. This is fresh lacquer. Seriously, were you raised in a barn?
Let's go bring back summer! Man, am I out of shape. Wolves.
Stop!
Whoa.
Are you okay?
I've got a thick skull.
I don't have a skull.
Oh, woo!
Head rush!
So cute. It's like a little baby unicorn.
Now we just have to survive this blizzard!
That's no blizzard!
Sorcery.
That's my sister!
That would have been nice to know.
Heads up!
It is not nice to throw snow, people!
Whoa, feisty pants. Just let the snowman be.
I'm calm.
Great. Come on.
Olaf, you're melting.
Some people are worth melting for.
You're just maybe not right this second. Come on, buddy, faster.
No! I can't feel my legs.
Those are my legs.
Oh, hey, do me a favor, grab my butt. Oh, that feels better.
Okay.
Yeah, damn, they're making these trailers long as shit. But you know, so I ain't gonna say shit. But so, what do you think about the trailer? And because I know you were already excited about the movie, you've been talking about the movie for shit.
Yeah, I've been excited for the movie because I think Disney's been really kicking up their game lately. Ever since Princess and the Frog, and they've gotten back into the animation regular cycle, I think they've done great work every time, and this looks no different. And from what I've seen from reviews beforehand, it sounds like it's no different. It sounds like they really did bring their A game out.
Oh, man, they went all out at this fucking screener for this shit.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I will say on the movie is, yeah, early spoiler here, it looks fucking amazing on screen or whatever. We saw it in 3D as well. Oh my god.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. So that's a great, it looks like another great one from Disney. For a lot of people know, I'm a huge Disney animation fan. So yeah, I'm really excited for this. Mm-hmm. Especially in a year where there has not been a good animated film.
Yeah, I think this will probably change your mind about that. Oh, I already said too much now.
Good. All right. Well, that's a good way to end off Thanksgiving specials. So, any last words there, P1?
So this movie spoilers episode 88.
Let's just call it the Thanksgiving episode.
Thanksgiving episode, special episode 88. I'm the phenomenal one.
And I'm Lehu, and have a good week of eating, people.
Yeah, have a great Thanksgiving, people.